The Gemara says in Daf Yuches Amud Aleph that Shloisha Dvarim Nemru B'Tzipernayim. There are three different things that are said about fingernails, and one of them is that Zarkan Rasha. If you cut your fingernails and then you throw them in the street, you're a Rasha. Time am I? What's the reason? Shema Tavar Len Isha Ubra B'Tapel. Maybe a pregnant woman will walk over these Tzipernayim and will cause her to Chalila have a miscarriage because apparently there is some type of Kayach Skuli, some type of Ruchni Stick of Kayach in these nails, and if a pregnant woman walks over them, it could cause her to be Mapel, her Ubra, to lose her baby. So there's an interesting chiddush brought down in the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh. It's a Sefer Ninyanei Sakana, and he brings down over there that if a person did do this, if a person did throw his Tzipernayim in the street, and a pregnant woman walked over them and she lost her baby, she was Mapel her Vlad, then the one who threw the nails is Chayv to pay Dmei Vladis, is Chayv to pay the Dmei Vladis for being Mazik or Vladis. He has the Chiyuv Tashlumin to the Isha. That's what he wants to say over there, the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh. Now, to do with it, the stipler in Baba Kama, the very last Shtickel in the style of Baba Kama, takes issue with this psak, or he brings those that have a difficulty with it, and he says that the many people asked on this psak that l'chayr there's no chiyuv t'mei vladis over here, there's no chiyuv hezek, because this is not a natural mazik, this is a supernatural mazik, this is a mazik b'derech skula, and who said a mazik b'derech skula is chayiv? Who said you're chayiv for a hezek, which is supernatural? Maybe only chayiv for a natural type of nezek. And he has a whole arichas over there about all the different gedar and the parameters of dinei hatara happening b'derech skula in a supernatural way. Now, l'chayr, you could bring a smach l'davar, a smach to this psak that you would be chayiv for a nezek which is done b'derech skula, and that's from the halachas ketanas, and the tshuvas halachas ketanas, chelik beis simen tzadichas. He says b'feresh that if a person kills someone or is mazik someone through a shame or through kishif, either using one of the shemas of Hashem or using kishif, you're chayiv. He says it's mamish b'dibori sabin maisa. It's like you did a maisa, but with what you did, it's considered your maisa, and you're going to be chayiv for what you did. So if you're chayiv for killing through shame or kishif, even though it's derech skula, it's not natural l'chayr huadin, there should be a chiyuv for dmei vladis over here for throwing these tzipernayim. Now the etzem din of the shmiras hanefesh, the stipler is bothered with a different issue. Even if you hold that it's considered a chiyuv mazik for doing something with derech skula, but he has a cheshem mishpat, a good reason why he should not be chayv over here for dmei vladis, because he says what type of mazik is this when you leave your fingernails b'shus harabim? L'chayr, that's a mazik of bar. It's a bar. You just made a bar b'shus harabim. You made an obstacle that someone could be hurt by. What's the difference if you fall into the bar or you fall on top of these tzipernayim? It's the mazik of bar. Now, when it comes to bar, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf and Gimel, that there's your pater on dmei vladis. If vladis fall into a bar, if the vladis die, the babies die because of the bar, you are pater, there is no chiyuv vladis on a bar. So even if you hold you are a mazik over here, but being that it's only a mazik of bar, l'chayr, there should not be a chiyuv vladis over here. So therefore, he's bothered with this psak and the shmiras hanefesh, you're going to be chayv for the dmei vladis because of the hezek of the tzipernayim. Now, I think the teretz as kasha is, I think this is mistam what the shmiras hanefesh held, is that we don't view these tzipernayim as the mazik of bar, but we view it as esh. Because bar is something which is really inactive. It's not doing anything. You just fall into it. And the impact, the falling, whether it's the chavat or the hevel, that's what causes the hezek. But over here, by tzipernayim, it's not just a passive mazik. It's these tzipernayim are actively being mazik. They cause some type of hezek to the vlad. It's true, it's something schooly, supernatural. We can't see it. But whatever it is that it's doing, it's actively being mazik. That's more daima to esh than bar. It's like an esh, which is causing the hezek. It's not just something that you fall into, and therefore it could be the shmiras hanefesh viewed this as esh, not as bar. And once it's esh, then there would be a chiyav on vladis, and that could be the reason for the psak of the sefer shmiras hanefesh.